Sometime in the next 5 years, the sauce industry is going to face, well, an existential
Oh,
crisis.
absolutely. A massive reckoning.
I mean, the billion-dollar companies that build your favorite CRM systems, your marketing dashboards, your complex HR portals, they're all realizing something genuinely terrifying.
Which is that you are never going to look at their screens ever again.
Exactly. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we are unpacking a really seismic shift in how you interact with technology. Today, we're looking at a fascinating April 22, 2026 article by Tony Berlinson from Amusing.blog.
Yeah, and the piece is titled Application Layer Collapse: AI Agents Are the New Interface.
Which, I mean, the title sounds a bit dramatic, right?
It does sound dramatic, but the underlying mechanics really support the premise here. Berlinson is essentially arguing that the application layer, the fundamental concept of opening a specific piece of software with its own unique menus and buttons to accomplish a task, that is collapsing entirely. Yeah, we are moving toward a future where AI agents sit right between us and the software. They'll act as the universal interface for pretty much everything we do.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive is to really understand why this familiar application interface is breaking down and, how these AI agents are stepping in to take over the orchestration of your daily work.
Because the stakes here are incredibly high for the average worker.
For sure. If you have ever felt completely overwhelmed by having like 50 tabs open, trying to cross-reference data between three disconnected systems just to answer one simple question from your boss, your daily life is about to change forever.
Right. We have spent the last 30 years basically turning brilliant human minds into manual data routers.
It's so true. But before we look at how AI is replacing these apps, we kind of have to look at the historical precedent to understand the sheer scale of this change.
Yeah, and that manual routing is the core friction we've just sort of accepted as normal. To appreciate the scale of this collapse, Berlinson contextualizes it against the last massive shift in enterprise architecture.
Which was what, the explosion of GUIs?
Exactly. The graphical user interfaces layered on top of enterprise databases back in the 1990s and 2000s. I mean, that era completely transformed business because it finally gave teams direct visual access to real-time digital information. They weren't just looking at paper anymore.
Right, and the laggards who clung to paper lost out to their digitally savvy competitors, basically because they just made slower decisions.
Spot on. Digital visibility was the ultimate competitive advantage back then.
But the irony here is that we've convinced ourselves that clicking through these complex visual screens is like the absolute pinnacle of modern work.
Oh, yeah. We think we're being so efficient.
Right. But when you really think about the cognitive load required today, it is staggering. It's incredibly clunky. You look at three different CRM tabs, right?
I
Then you switch over to a complex analytics dashboard to check user engagement, and then you open up Excel to manually calculate an answer based on what you just saw in those completely disconnected silos.
It's exhausting just hearing you describe it.
It is. You are basically acting as a manual API. It's
Yep.
like manually running between different filing cabinets across an office building. Your brain is the only thing connecting those independent databases.
Yeah, we just digitized the friction. We didn't actually solve the underlying labor of synthesizing the data.
So true.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that synthesis is exactly what AI agents are uniquely positioned to handle natively. Berlinson's central thesis is that we're crossing a threshold right now.
Where the agents take over.
Exactly. AI agents will now navigate those underlying applications and databases on our behalf. These agents aren't just, summarizing text anymore.
Right.
They are actively calling on multiple disparate systems in near real time. They're pulling the necessary data, reasoning over it, and providing bespoke answers.
And they can do it so much faster than a human ever could.
Much faster. And more importantly, because they monitor these data streams constantly, they can actually anticipate client needs before they are even fully formed.
Okay, so we are moving from a world of reactive tab switching to a world of proactive, orchestrated answers. We know what the shift is in theory, but to truly grasp the impact, we need to look at how this changes a real-world Tuesday morning business scenario.
Right, let's ground this in reality.
Here's where it gets really interesting. So Berlinson brings up a specific example of a head of sales. It is early morning, and they get this panicked message. Their top client, XYZ Corp, just called, and they are
A
furious.
classic fire drill.
Exactly. So the immediate urgent question from the head of sales is, how did our relationship with XYZ Corp trend this quarter versus last, and where did we drop the ball?
Right. And in the current application-centric workflow, answering that specific question is a massive operational bottleneck.
Walk us through the pain of the old workflow.
Well, first, the head of sales has to open the CRM to review recent call logs, right? And check support tickets.
Sounds familiar.
Then they have to pivot to the marketing automation platform to pull engagement metrics, like did the client stop opening emails? Did their product usage suddenly drop?
And of course, none of those systems actually talk to each other naturally.
Exactly. So the user ends up exporting everything into CSV files, dumping them all into a spreadsheet, and painstakingly building a pivot table to hunt for correlations.
Or they bypass that entirely by just screaming for the analytics team to drop everything they're doing, scramble, and build a custom dashboard.
Which takes, what, 3 days?
Right. And by that time, the client has already churned. The latency in that old workflow is just lethal.
Completely lethal.
Now contrast that friction with the new agentic AI workflow. The head of sales doesn't open a single application. They don't look at a dashboard.
Not even one.
They simply speak into their smartphone or, you know, type into a unified prompt. What is going on with XYZ Corp and how do we fix it?
It's that simple.
Instantly, the AI agent parses that natural language query, breaks it down into subtasks, queries all the CRM APIs, queries the telemetry data from the product, joins those disparate data sets in its own memory, and just generates a plain language explanation of the trend drivers.
And it doesn't stop there.
Right, it actually lines up the next best actions to save the relationship. But I have to ask, won't people be terrified to just blindly trust a bot's pivot table?
It's a fair question.
I mean, if XYZ Corp is a $10 million account threatening to walk, I'm not walking into a boardroom and saying, well, the bot told me they were mad. Won't humans miss seeing the raw data themselves?
Berlinson addresses that exact pushback. The applications themselves, with their familiar visual interfaces and dashboards, they are not going to just vaporize overnight.
Okay, so they stick around in some form.
Yeah, because humans will still absolutely demand the safety of validating the answers. He compares this directly to the generation of workers who preferred the comfort of paper over early computer screens.
Oh, right, like accountants who still wanted to do the math in pencil.
Exactly. Even when the computer could do it instantly, that human need for verification persists.
So the CRM dashboard doesn't disappear, it just gets demoted.
Precisely. The battlefield for software is shifting entirely. Historically, enterprise software firms competed on user experience. You know, screens, clean design, intuitive navigation.
But if the human is only ever looking at the agent's conversational interface, none of that matters.
Right. So the competition pivots to what Berlinson calls execution intelligence with context.
Execution intelligence.
Yes. It's all about reasoning and orchestration. How well can the AI understand the context of your business and execute tasks in the background?
Okay. But because the battlefield is shifting from user interfaces to back-end orchestration, the very plumbing of enterprise software has to be completely rewired.
Right? It has to be totally overhauled.
I like to compare applications moving lower down in the tech stack to the engine of a car. It's completely vital for the vehicle to run, but it is largely hidden from the driver's view. Applications are basically becoming pure infrastructure.
That's a really great way to look at it. And the key to making that infrastructure work is Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Right, MCP. Let's get into that.
What's fascinating here is that MCP is an open standard. It allows AI agents to interact with applications and data sources in a highly scalable, consistent way.
Because without it, an LLM doesn't really know how to talk to a legacy database.
Exactly. For decades, tech strategy was built around application-centric integration. You had developers writing hard-coded connections between app A and app B. It was rigid.
Very brittle.
But now, MCP pivots the strategy entirely to agent-centric orchestration. It provides the standardized schema so the AI model can dynamically coordinate the flow of data across all the tools beneath it.
It reduces complexity and improves time to market. It really is the key accelerator for agentic AI adoption. I kind of view MCP as a general contractor on a massive construction site.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the AI agent is the architect, right? It has the vision. It knows what the final building should look like based on my prompt. But the architect doesn't actually pour the concrete or wire the electricity.
Leave that to the specialists.
Exactly. The legacy apps, the CRM, the billing system, they're the plumbers and the electricians. So instead of the architect having to learn the highly specific technical language of every single subcontractor, MCP acts as the general contractor.
It translates the blueprints.
Yes, it provides the standard blueprint so the AI knows exactly what tools are available and how to safely dispatch them. But wait, with agents orchestrating actions across this completely hidden tech stack, a massive security and operational vulnerability emerges.
The huge one.
Who is actually in control? So what does this all mean for security?
Well, Burlinson dives into what he calls the thorny question of identity models.
Right, because if I am not logging into the CRM, but my agent is, how does an IT department know if a rogue action was initiated by me, by the agent itself malfunctioning, or by another database entirely?
That is the big question. Historically, firms controlled access by knowing exactly who logged into an app. The identity was static.
You typed in your password, you get access.
Right. But now, governance must expand from simply controlling user access to controlling autonomous workflows.
Because the authorization isn't just a static permission anymore.
No, it's dynamic. Firms must track access rights for AI agents, which includes knowing exactly where the original query started.
The lineage of the action.
Exactly. IT needs to see which other agents, which apps, and which databases participated in the end-to-end orchestration. Burlinson actually alluded to this, requiring robust AI governance frameworks in his prior April 10 work. You have to map the blast radius.
Because if you don't, you just get operational chaos.
Yeah.
But this shift in governance and workflow ultimately demands a total rethinking of corporate structures, right?
Yeah.
And the human labor force itself.
It really does. To explain this, the source brings in a reference to Michael Hammer and James Champy's 1993 book, Reengineering the Corporation.
Okay, going back to the 90s.
Yeah, in that book, they challenged Adam Smith's division of labor.
Which is a concept that had defined business since the Industrial Revolution.
Right, the idea that complex processes must be broken down into tiny, specialized tasks handled by different people. Enterprise software basically mirrored that limitation.
One person does data entry, another does compliance, someone else does reporting.
Exactly. But AI requires a similar, yet far more agile reimagining of operating models today. It sweeps away those restrictions rooted in human capital. An AI agent doesn't need the labor divided.
Right, it doesn't get overwhelmed.
It can handle the data entry, the compliance check, and the strategic synthesis all at once.
The mindset shift for you, the listener, is just immense. Instead of spending your career learning how to navigate software, you know, memorizing which drop-down menus to click, we all must learn how to collaborate with digital entities.
We have to become orchestrators ourselves.
Exactly. It is the difference between being a machine operator turning the wrenches and being a manager of an invisible, hyper-competent digital team.
And Burlinson actually lists out a specific timeline and some agent types we can expect.
Well, what does he predict?
He predicts that within the next decade, employees will rarely log into core systems of record.
Never log in.
Rarely ever. Instead of opening a CRM, you will open what he calls a coverage agent.
Okay.
Instead of navigating reporting platforms like Tableau or Power BI, you will just ask an insight agent.
Wow.
And it even changes for clients. Clients won't ask for a static PDF statement. They will ask an activity agent.
So reporting layers and workflow tools will be bypassed entirely by these retrieval pipelines. They'll just fetch the raw data and explain it to us.
That is the future we are barreling toward.
Which brings us to the ultimate stakes for you and your company. To synthesize all this, Burlinson's warning is pretty stark. Smart firms will embrace this early to invent completely new products.
Because human bandwidth is no longer the limiting factor.
Exactly. But firms that stubbornly stick with yesterday's interface, the ones who think digitizing a filing cabinet, is still the peak of innovation they will see their tomorrow disintegrate.
They'll just be too slow to compete. And you know, looking at all this, it leaves us with a really provocative thought that builds on the text.
What's that?
Well, if AI agents become the universal conversational interface for absolutely everything we do at work, will the unique brands and distinct user experiences of individual software companies just disappear completely?
Oh, wow.
Right? Like, are we going to be left with a totally homogenized, invisible digital world where these billion-dollar platforms just become faceless repositories?
You spend decades building brand loyalty around an interface.
Yeah.
And it just gets abstracted away by a text box. That is a wild proposition to consider. We will leave you with that to mull over.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the interfaces you use every day because the agents are definitely coming. See you next time.